In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord is the crescendo of our liturgical year and indeed of our life together. Today is a day filled with jubilation and gladness, shouts of joy and songs of Alleluia. But this response of joy is only one of two emotional responses that we see to the resurrection of our Lord in today's readings. Interestingly, our gospel text ends with a note of fear that will be echoed shortly in our introit. First, it is the women who are afraid at the angel's announcement of Christ's resurrection. And then we will see in the intro, or rather in the offertory verse, that it is the whole earth who is afraid at the resurrection of our Lord. And so it is that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is not joyous news for all men. It is only joyous for those who believe. And so let us begin by considering the events of the few days leading up to our Lord's resurrection from the perspective of the women. St. Mark has a number of details that are important, but I'd like to begin in St. Luke's Gospel. In Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 26, where the evangelist records for us the women's presence as our Lord Jesus Christ was being led off to be crucified. Now, as they led Jesus away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming from the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And a great multitude of the people followed him, the women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts which never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the greenwood, what will be done in the dry?" The women were present and were witnesses to the brutal torturing, suffering, crucifixion, and eventual death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see in these verses from St. Luke's Gospel, they were mourning at first for Christ and the suffering that he endured, but he directed them that they should also mourn for themselves. For if Christ is dead, then all of our hope is gone. If Christ indeed remains dead, then we should do just as the women did and mourn not just for Christ, but especially for ourselves. And yet these faithful women would not abandon our Lord. They continued to follow him to Golgotha, where he was crucified. We read in Mark chapter 15, just a few verses before today's gospel text begins. As our Lord is hanging upon the cross, the evangelist writes, "There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem." See, these women, unlike the disciples, would not abandon their Lord. And so they saw everything. They saw the nails. They heard our Lord's cry of dereliction, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" They saw the spear pierce his side after he had drawn his final breath. These women knew better than anyone that Jesus was dead. And they witnessed his burial as well. St. Mark records this in the very end of chapter 15. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, observed where Christ was laid. They had seen how Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus had buried our Lord and wrapped him with the spices. And as you would expect, they wanted to make sure that everything was done just right. And so during that Sabbath day when they were resting, these women made plans to go back to the tomb to ensure that the body of their Lord was treated with utmost honor and respect, to give him the proper burial that he deserved. And so as the sun was rising on that first Easter morning, the women journeyed to the tomb. Once more, we read, "Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, 'Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?' But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.' So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." At first glance, it seems a bit odd that these women do exactly what the angel told them not to do, and they run away from the tomb afraid. But it kind of makes sense as we think about it a little bit more. The women had seen everything that had happened. They were in the mindset of getting the job done. They were coming to finish the burial process, to give our Lord's body the proper burial that it deserved. And so they were coming to the tomb in great sorrow, still mourning for themselves and for their Lord. So why is it then that these women flee the tomb afraid? Well, we might be tempted to answer that question by trying to come up with a logical answer, but emotions rarely, if ever, are explainable by logic. Rationalizing aside, the answer to the question of why are these women afraid, the answer is they don't believe. They don't believe the announcement of the angel. They don't believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, at least not yet. They will believe quite shortly when our Lord reveals himself to them, as St. Mark records for us in the verses immediately following today's text. Now, when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. See, the women believe only after Christ appears to them. And then they go relay the message of the angels, the message of our Lord, to his disciples that he is risen. And what do the disciples do? They do not believe either. That is, not until Christ reveals himself to them. And so it is that those who do not believe in Christ, those who do not believe that he is risen from the dead, they are right to be afraid. Because for those who do not believe in Christ, the resurrected Lord of all things is not for them. Now, in our world today, we tend to find a very different sort of response to the resurrection of our Lord. It's mostly indifference. Easter is not a day for most people to come to church and celebrate our Lord's resurrection. It's a day to, I don't know, sleep in, eat good food, have some candy. Most people don't even recognize the resurrection of our Lord in today's world. But the day will come when that will change. The day will come when Christ's resurrection will be recognized and acknowledged by all, namely when he returns in glory as judge of all on the last day. This is precisely what our offertory speaks of. These words from Psalm 76. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment. Alleluia. So it will be on the last day that the indifference of the world toward our Lord will give way to fear. Because let us be clear, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and his subsequent return in judgment at the end of all things is not joyous news for all men. In other words, those who do not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ will not receive the benefits of our Lord's resurrection. But thanks be to God that for those of us who believe in Christ, this is not a day of fear. This is a day of utmost joy. This is what our introit explains for us. These words from Psalm 139. I am risen, and I am still with thee, alleluia. Thou hast laid thine hand upon me, alleluia. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, alleluia, alleluia. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. See, not only is there joy in those words and these repeated words, alleluia, but there is expressed here in these words of the intro the reason for our joy. Did you catch what it is? The reason for our joy at the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is not only the fact of his resurrection, although that indeed is the foundation of our joy. But our joy is based upon the fact that Christ is risen and he knows us. He knows you. He is with you. He is for you. He rose for your benefit. Thus the angel says to the women, do not be alarmed. This is not a message of fear for those who believe in Jesus Christ, but a message of joy. For as the Apostle Paul says in today's epistle, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Our sins have been atoned for upon the cross. We have been bought back from sin, death, and the devil at the price of his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. And so we confess with the prophet Job, my Redeemer lives. He is the Redeemer who has bought me back from sin, death, and the devil, but he is mine. He is my Redeemer. He is your Redeemer. And he lives. And you too will live after your body has been destroyed. In your flesh, you shall see God because Christ is risen from the dead. And so it is, dear friends in Christ, that because of our joy this day is that we are in Christ and he is in us. Your sins are in Christ. They have been taken by him to the cross. They are atoned for. The debt is paid in full. And his resurrected life is in you. We see this now in part as we have been raised to newness of life in mind and in spirit in the waters of holy baptism. All we await for now is the bodily resurrection when all things will stand completed. Easter is indeed a joy for those of us who are in Christ. The old ways of sin, the old ways of this world are gone from us, for Christ has made us a new creation. And our bodies will be raised on the last day, just as his was raised. So, dear friends in Christ, the resurrection of our Lord is not joyous news for all men. But for we who believe, it is the greatest joy. For this day of resurrection is the day for which you were made. Because it is a promise of the day of final resurrection, at the end of all things when you will be made new. And so we sing with the psalmist as in the gradual, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.